Have your attention, please. The next train boarding on Stairway 5, track number 6, will be Amtrak's Acela Express.
And has a lot of meetings and a lot of deliberation. I have a breakfast meeting at 8:30. Who's that breakfast meeting? Oh, with people at Wharton about what we're going to do in India. I have a meeting with the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health of Botswana. People have heard me complain about how long it takes to do certain things, and that's part of my personality, and we're finding a happy medium between me and Penn. The spirit of collaboration across the schools, between departments, is real. That actually is one of the major things that attracted me to Penn, the fact that I could teach students from Wharton and medical students and law students and undergraduates all in one classroom. Hello, Zeke Emanuel. Yeah. All right, I'm going to skedoodle, buddy. Get back to this interview. All right, take care. Sorry about that. I just got a call from the Center for American Progress, where I'm a senior fellow. It gives a very good platform for me to continue to try to be an effective voice on healthcare policy issues in Washington. I'm a big believer that there's a whole set of management skills that we need to train our healthcare providers in. Negotiations. What do we do all day long? We negotiate with patients, we negotiate with families, we negotiate with our peers, we negotiate with the rest of our team. We need data analysis. How do you use data? How do you actually lead change in a system to make it improve? I think one of the things that has limited us over the last 50-100 years has been thinking about delivering care in the four walls of the health system, whether it's the hospital or physician's office. And most of what affects patients, whether it's diet or exercise or medical compliance, happens outside. Americans need to recognize that they too have a responsibility for keeping themselves healthy, that there are many things they can do. And so we're going to see, I think, some innovations in this space that make it easier for us in our busy lives to actually do the things we're supposed to do to keep ourselves healthy. Patients are going to find some of them exciting, but also find them new and novel. And, you know, we all tend to be a little resistant to the new and novel. But I think being open to that is going to be really important.